Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Who's in charge? Charlton, if you're in charge, do something about this, would you? Right. Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rosenthal. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense.
Hey, I'm Andy Ullern for Kimberly Adams. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday.
All right, so here's what we're going to do on a Thursday. We're going to do the same thing we always do, which is a little bit of news, and then we'll do some Make Me Smiles. Mine is, as you will hear, it's more like do a spit take than a Make Me Smile, but whatever. Sure. And then we will let you all get on about your day. So you get to go first. Mr. Euler.
All right. All right. Fair enough. So we get these two reports out today. One from the UN talking about emissions and just how bad we're doing, basically, on curbing them. And then we get another report from the International Energy Agency about the global energy crisis. Right. And so my brain is breaking, basically, trying to figure out, okay, So what the IEA is saying is we don't have enough energy and we're not producing enough of it. And what we need to do is produce all that we can. What the UN is telling us is if you keep using fossil fuels like you're doing, you're not going to meet your targets. What the hell do we do, man? Like, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
So anyway, we're in a what they're calling the first global energy crisis. It's inflation. It's sort of creating bad things for all countries. I think we in the United States are a little bit protected right now, but when winter comes, and winter is coming, it's gonna get real, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Look, I will tell you that is the reason we're getting rid of. I know this is gonna come as a shock to people who know me well. We're getting rid of the minivan. Getting rid of the minivan in my house. We're going EV.
You are?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? I spent $108 filling up the gas tank on that freaking thing the other day. And jeez. I don't even have, you know, four kids in the house and two dogs to sleep around anymore, right? I just don't need it. So we're getting rid of it. And hopefully somebody's going to pay me, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 to take it off my hands. But yeah,
sure.
we're not doing it anymore. And I don't need it. And oh, by the way, you know, yes, they make hybrid minivans and maybe there's an EV minivan out there, but we must change our ways is the short answer.
We must.
You know,
you're exactly right. It's an ask of all of us, and we're just going to have to figure out a way to do it because, look, you know, even this is what I'm saying. Both of these reports are telling us basically the same thing. The IEA is saying you need more energy. The UN is saying, hey, you know, pump the brakes. And
right.
And I think we're just going to have to use less. I think that's just the reality.
I think we do. I think you're absolutely right.
What about you?
I think you're absolutely right.
What do you got?
All right. So we talked maybe a week ago on a Wednesday about I-bonds. And everybody now wants to get in on them, not probably because they heard us talking about them, but, you know, just because it's a smart thing to do. So I-bonds, inflation-protected, inflation-adjusted Series I federal treasury bonds, which as of right now pay 9.62% interest rate if they're bought by tomorrow. And we talked about how they readjust from time to time over the year. And so after tomorrow, they're going to readjust down to 6.47%. So you look at inflation right now, 8.2% at a headline level on the CPI. 9.62 is better than 8.2. 6.47 is worse than 8.2. So everybody and their dog was slamming Treasury Direct site, which is the only place you can buy those I-bonds. It was the most, or maybe one of the most visited websites in the entire federal government yesterday. It basically crashed. It experienced intermittent outages, and the Treasury Department says we might not be able to meet all requests. So, you know, click in the middle of the night or something. It's really interesting that people are now kind of cluing into inflation and what they can do to protect themselves.
Okay, are you an I-bond person?
As I've said before, I have zero control over the money in our house, which is a really, really good thing, because number one, it doesn't interest me. And number two, I really shouldn't have any control over the investments that I make, given the platform that I have. I will tell you, though, that my wife has gotten our kids, our adult kids, to buy I-bonds. So, you know, my parts of my family are,
It's funny. I mean, it makes sense, right? Were sort of talking about, talking about this, I got a text message at like 5:30 this morning from an old colleague of yours, Raghu Manavalan, and he and Dave Shaw and I are in this group text. We probably text like 30 times a day. We're crazy. Mostly
do
it's about
really?
Sports.
Is it like all baseball and sports stuff? I was just going to say.
It's a lot of sports, but it's also a lot of, I mean, honestly, it's a lot of economic stuff too. So Raghu, months ago, was telling me, hey, dude, you got to get in on these I-bonds. And he sort of schooled me in what they were.
Oh, wow.
And so he sent me that exact sort of news notice about I-bond, the site crashing, Treasury Direct crashing, because he was like, dude, if you didn't get in when I told you. so I did.
That's right.
I mean, I'm in.
That's right. Good for you. Good for you.
Right on.
Yes. And also
right
full financial disclosure there. That's great. Good. All right, Charlton, hit it, would you? We will move on.
All right, you go first on this one.
Okay, so just real quick, I want to note, again the calendar. So we got the I-bonds thing tomorrow is when they reset, actually November the 1st, I think. But anyway, the other thing that is happening by tomorrow, by court order, is that Elon Musk will buy Twitter. The deal has to close by 5 o'clock tomorrow. And who knows, it may have already been closed and Musk just hasn't told anybody or whatever. But we have talked on this podcast before, Kimberly and I have, and maybe you and me, and I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Some of the fears about the richest man in the world with his proclivity for, number one, being a troll, and number two, his advocacy of near unrestricted free speech, what that could mean for the users of the site and actually the company itself. Well, so Musk today, and this is out of the Wall Street Journal, Musk today said, and I quote, Elon Musk says Twitter won't be a, quote, free-for-all hellscape, unquote, addressing advertisers' concerns. That's the headline of the article in the Wall Street Journal. And as I said, that's not to make me smile. It is make me do a spit take. But there is also this, and this is from a business journalist named Liz Hoffman on Twitter. And she actually went and did the math. She works, I think, for Semaphore now. Yeah, used to be at the Wall Street Journal. Here's what she pointed out. If you bought Twitter stock at its post-Musk arrival low, which is to say Musk made this offer of $54.20 back in like April-ish, and the stock, you know, cratered after that. If you bought at the low and the deal does in fact close tomorrow at $54.20, which is what Musk is going to have to pay, you would make a 450% return, 450% return annualized, which is kind of amazeballs. It's kind of wild.
It is. Do you buy the sort of that claim, the headline claim, that it's not going to be just a hellscape?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, look, he's got a real business imperative, right? He's got a boatload of money in this thing, both his and borrowed money. Their company has like huge, is going to have huge amounts of debts after tomorrow.
Right.
So it's going to be a real challenge for him. And if he does turn it into a free-for-all hellscape, advertisers are going to flee. Users, power users, right, are going to flee because it's no damn fun. Forget the sort of the marginalized, vaguely interested, but most vulnerable, right, which are people of color and women and people who don't have general platforms, right? And look, I'm lucky enough to have a big following, so it's not going to be a hellscape for me, but it'll just be boring because people are going to bail, you know?
Yep. No, you're exactly right. And it's also sort of like, you know, Twitter figuring out how to make money, that's on you, Elon Musk.
Has been a challenge for that company, for sure.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Without a doubt.
You betcha.
All right, mine is more, it's funny, yours is a spit take. Mine is more of a, hey, Kai, do you want to bet? So my beloved Austin FC soccer team is heading out to probably already there. They're going to play I don't know if it's your LAFC, but
it is my, I am an LAFC season ticket holder, my friend.
Okay.
121 row F 4 and 5.
So I figured I was talking about beer on the show today. We got to bet a six pack on this game on Sunday.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was going to tell you that because LAFC is heavily favored, you buy me, if I lose, a premium, what is it, a premium plus beer and I send you some Natty Lights.
Sure.
Right? I mean, that's absolutely fair.
You are absolutely not going to make me drink Natty Lights.
No,
I'll keep it in the fridge for people who come visit.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's a good bet. I think LAFC takes this one. They're just they're so damn good.
They're really good. Last time they were in Austin, we slaughtered them. I think it was 4-1, but that's okay.
Yeah.
What I was going to ask you too is, you're a season ticket holder. It has taken off. It's the only pro sports team in Austin. It's absolutely taken off and taken
that's
the city.
Cool.
It is. And the team did a really good job. The stadium's really awesome. They just, like, I was super dubious about how it was going to come through, and it's really, really great. Sort of good on them, right?
Yeah. Same with LAFC. But also, just to get the plug in here, for Angel City, the National Women's Soccer League team here in LA, have also done a great job. Huge fan loyalty. When we went to their home opener, my wife and I, it was amazing. So they're really working it as well. It's great. It's really good to see.
That's awesome.
Really good to see.
Right on.
Yeah. All right. So there we go. So we're done. A little sports to round out your Thursday here. Back tomorrow for Economics on Tap. YouTube live stream is at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. We'll do some drinks, play around a half full, half empty, and we'll do that listener poll thing on that last question in the live stream.
All right. Until then, if you got a question or comment, call 508-UB-SMART. Leave us a voicemail. You can email makemesmart@marketplace.org as well.
Make Me Smart is produced. Whoops, dropped my little thing on my laptop. Sorry about that noise. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera and Courtney Bergsicker. Today's episode was engineered by Charlton Thorpe.
Ellen Rolfus writes our newsletter. Our senior producer, Bridget Bodner, is working on the next season of Million Bazillion. Donna Tam is the director of On Demand.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.